There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
I don't think that Southern California really needs much selling. Never rains there, says Albert Hammond, and the Beach Boys enjoyed those warm Santa Ana winds. So weather, lifestyle, movies, sports, Disneyland, Orange County has it all. But I think I'm doing the job of our next guest for him. And he is Ed Fuller, President and CEO of the Orange County Visitors Association. Good morning to you, Ed. Thanks for coming in.
It's good to be back. Thank you for having me.
So did I pass the audition to be your number two salesman?
You already have, and you only miss the fact that we have 42 miles of beach, but that's okay.
I guess California, it's known for, isn't it, for the surf, the Beach Boys, et cetera, et cetera.
That's right.
I mean, it's a fairly easy place to sell, or is it really, to the Middle East, when you're looking at a 16-hour flight just to get there from Dubai? I mean, how do you address that challenge?
Well, it's a destination that has a 16-hour flight, but we've got excellent service, especially from Emirates and Etihad. And at the same time, we have been working in this market for the last 7 years, so we've had a chance to really identify it. We've had several fam groups over, and they just really enjoy the beauty of the Orange County area. It is not a large city. It's a series of small cities along the beachfront, and it includes, you mentioned it, Disneyland,
yeah,
which this year opens in May with a fantastic event, Star Wars Land, and it will be the first Disney complex to have Star Wars.
I guess, yes, it's the first Disneyland, it's great to have that there. But there is a closer Disneyland just outside Miami or Orlando. Tell me why people should make that extra trek to fly to California rather than go to Florida.
Well, let's face it. Disneyland, California, was the original and therefore has some of the culture and history on it. I'm not going to sit here and argue against Florida, but when it comes to weather, I was raised in Florida at one time. The weather's 10 times better. It's more consistent. It has a drier quality to it.
You don't get the hurricane season
either.
Not
the heavy humid. You miss the hurricane season. But above all, the service available to you and the number of outlets. I'm doing a little research now. We actually have 11 halal restaurants in Orange County.
It's a long way for people to fly from Dubai, though, just to go for halal food, to be honest with you.
Well, I've been flying to Dubai from Orange County for almost 20 years for my days that I worked with Marriott, and it's not that difficult to fly, especially if you're flying the carriers that you have.
How many tourists are you attracting from the UAE at the moment and from the region?
Well, actually, we've just gotten our statistics. Orange County this year topped 50 million visitors. About 4.7 million were overseas, and believe it or not, the Middle East is number 8 in our list of visitors to Orange County.
With how many?
I can't give you the exact sub count of that. I'm relying on vis-a-vis on numbers and their spending power in the market.
So, well, I mean, you are ex-Marriott, of course, and there are some wonderful hotels up and down that coast and inland as well in
absolutely
California.
And the beauty, what we see the Middle East tie to Orange County and the area is the luxury market. In reality, we've got 5 very luxurious hotels, including Ritz-Carlton's, but also some private hotels known as Pelican Hill and Montage, which are some of the most expensive to build, not to stay at, hotels in the United States that enjoy both all the amenities that you might want to have, but spectacular views and proximity to the beach.
You've also got Major League Baseball, California Angels, the stadium there in Anaheim that I've been there to watch a game. I mean, how big a pull, though, is sports in general?
You're on the payroll. Thank you for that lead-in. We have the Angels. We have hockey. We also are currently the home for the San Diego Chargers while they're waiting for their stadium in L.A., sports itself depends on the traveler. When it comes to the Americans, those are the traditional ball games. The Japanese come in droves for the Angels because we have several Japanese players. We haven't got soccer. We're missing some of the traditional sports that Middle Easterners might enjoy.
You have to travel up into L.A., which is a short journey. Yeah. How long does it take to get from Orange County into central L.A.?
On a good day, you can do it in an hour.
Yeah.
And though the traffic in L.A. can be a little bit of a challenge. So the beauty of the proximity we're in, we like to say we're in the heart of Southern California, because you can set your headquarters, and many do, in Orange County, and then you can go up to L.A. or you can go down to San Diego.
So we're eighth at the moment in the visitor list. What would you like to promote us to?
I'd like to get you up. You were at one time six in 2016. I'd like to get back there. And we are looking at a very strong year this year, so I'll be anxious to report back to you in 2019.
What do you actually do, Ed, when you need to attract, or you're looking to attract, a specific group of visitors? You're looking to increase golf visitors. How do you do that?
Well, we do that through a number of steps. Our representation firm here has been significant. Apparently, we were the first destination in the United States to open an office here, and the American ambassador was quick to tell us that, which has given us an advantage in the market because we have direct sales in the Middle East going on at all times. We do a lot of promotions. I'm fortunate enough to join you on the radio in the morning and use other public relations venues. But above all, we use familiarization trips both with the media and with our travel agents in the marketplace. And we just finished a major familiarization trip of 15 people from Saudi Arabia coming in.
2016 was when Donald Trump was elected, and I know there was sort of some bad press about sort of how welcoming the States was to Muslims at the time. But you want to get us back up to six there. How have the visas become easier for Arab nationals and for Indians, etc.?
Well, visas seem to be better, and I can speak to that subject because I was in the State Department offices a week ago Monday working on the issue of better visa servicing. We have an organization in the United States called U.S. Travel, and we had a delegation from Marriott, Hilton, from Washington, D.C., from Orange County, and we met with State Department to again stress the need to keep working on improving the consistency and the evaluation that understands tourism and is sensitive to the value of tourism for America.
Listen, thank you very much indeed for your time, Ed. Much appreciated. Thanks for coming in. President and CEO of the Orange County Visitors Association, we appreciate your time.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.